Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today out of Clear Lake is Adam Banky. Thanks for coming today, Adam.
Good to be here.
We are looking at much nicer weather this weekend than we were this time last weekend. Yesterday was awfully nice around here. Today's looking pretty darn good, much nicer than the weather we looked at all of last weekend and the beginning part of this week. So I anticipate really seeing an increase in fishermen out there this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be busy.
Yeah, well, we will start off with a fishing report around the region. And since you're here, anything new popped up in the Dual County area since last time we talked?
There's still a fair amount of anglers kind of bouncing around all over the place. Just kind of start at the northwest corner there. Round Lake has seen kind of an increase in activity up there. A lot of anglers out there fishing for northern pike, but they are starting to catch some walleyes out there, which is kind of exciting because, you know, we've mentioned it for a year now that the survey out there on Round was really good, along with the survey that we had on Bullhead Lake. But it just seemed like anglers were really struggling to find those walleyes. But that bite has picked up a little bit, and I've been hearing reports and seeing a few fish coming out of there. So it's looking good out there. Bullhead's kind of the same story. It's not crazy hot over there, but they are catching some walleyes and some smaller perch as well. And School Lake, there's been some anglers out there catching a few northern pike with tip-ups, but not having a ton of success. Most of the northern guys are out on Round Lake chasing them. As far as Lake Alice goes, haven't seen a lot of activity out there. There's been a few anglers, but overall the bite has been relatively slow for the most part. There's been a decent number of people fishing Clear Lake, in the evenings primarily, and they're catching a few walleyes out there. You know, this fall the bite was pretty darn good, and they caught a few perch from shore this fall as well. So I haven't seen much for perch come out of there this winter yet, but they're catching a few fish out there. Otherwise, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity anywhere else. Lake Oliver's seen some activity, but they're not catching a ton of fish. A few bigger walleyes, but few and far between, and Fish Lake has kind of been the same. There's been some activity down there, but catching a few walleyes, and that's about it, really.
So very good. Ever get up to Big Stone? How's that changing at all lately?
Perch bite still stays pretty good up there. It's very hit and miss. It seems like your best luck is the smallest tackle possible and real light line, because it's a pretty finicky bite. So guys are doing good, but you got to move, stay on those perch, real light tackle, maybe some spring bobbers out there if you've got one. Just a pretty light bite, it seems like, for the most part. But if you can get on the perch, you'll have a good day.
Very good. Yeah, pretty consistent here in the Coddington County area, similar to Dual County. We've got folks bouncing around from lake to lake. Any given Saturday or Sunday, you can go out and find a dozen or more shacks on just about every body of water. But as far as a consistent bite and being able to tell people to go to this lake and you're guaranteed to catch fish, there just isn't really one of those bites going on right now. There's obviously some bodies of water that offer a little better opportunity than others, and we'll kind of go through that. But not one of those bites that you can send everybody to and everybody's going to catch some fish as far as Coddington County goes. But if you start right here, Watertown, City Limits, Compesca, Pelican, very little activity, kind of a mixture between not a great fish bite and pretty darn cold weather all of last weekend and the first part of this week. But yesterday was a little busier on those two lakes. People were able to get out. Most people just kind of jigging out the door of their pickup, picking up maybe a panfish here or there and a smaller walleye, but not a whole lot other than that. Get on up to the lakes up by Florence. Dry Lake's definitely been much busier than Grass Lake. Not seeing very many people out on grass, but dry, picking up a few walleyes, mostly the first half hour in the morning. Over north of Henry, Long Lake, Blythe Slough, Stink Lake, just not a ton of action over there. Handful of vehicles out on Long Lake about every day, but not picking up much more other than a walleye here or there. Southern part of the county, Goose Lake, Wolf Slough, Bailey Slough. A few people every day trying Bailey Slough. Not a bad place to go and Catch a few perch. Most of them are going back in the lake, a little bit on the smaller side. Every once in a while, you'll catch a nice keeper. Goose Lake is getting a little bit busier all the time, kind of getting into the time of the year where those perch should start biting a little bit more consistently, and seeing a handful of walleye come out of there as well. Most of them are that smaller age class, the 14s, but every once in a while you will run across one of those 18 or 19 inch pretty darn nice walleye. And then of course there's always a story of a really nice walleye over the 23, 25 inch mark that you see come out of Goose Lake there as well. Outside of that, like Adam said, been pretty consistent, seeing people bouncing around, but nothing hot and heavy as far as Coddington County fishing goes. Have you been able to get down to Lake Ponset, or have you talked to Dan lately? How's that been going?
Sounds like there's definitely plenty of activity. It's been a few days since I've been down there, but it sounds like Dan's been out there quite a bit. A lot of activity out there. I would suspect that this entire weekend is going to be cool. Quite busy out there with anglers bouncing around trying to catch some perch.
Very good. I talked to Kyle in the office a handful of times this week, and as far as Clark County goes, Dry Lake number 2, handful of people fishing down there, fair success. Nobody's really catching those perch yet, waiting on that. But Kyle said there's a lot of heaves down there, definitely a place to watch out, especially if you're driving after dark. Make sure you're slowing down, paying attention, looking for those heaves, because he did say that there was plenty of them down there in all different parts of the lake. Scoot up north through the county there. Indian Springs hasn't had a whole lot of people on it, he said. Pretty minimal success there. Dry Lake number 1, he said, has been one of his better bites here lately, with some quite a few walleye being caught, a lot of them smaller, less than the 13 inches, but some people are managing to leave with some keepers there. Reed and Bailey's, not a whole lot going on there. And then smaller bodies of water, northern end of the county, not a whole lot of action there. Pike fishermen out on Swan Lake that have been doing pretty decent, and seeing a few spear houses up there also. But other than that, Clark County, nothing like it has been the last couple years, according to Kyle. I know, Adam, you've got the fishing report sitting in front of you. I haven't talked to anybody from Day County. What are they reporting up there? Anything new?
What I'm looking at here for Waw Bay, it says anglers have begun to spread out to different portions of the lake. Popular spots are on the north end of the lake near Buckshot's Landing and on the southwest end of the lake near the Canago boat landing. As far as Bitter Lake, fishing pressure was high this past weekend, with anglers catching a few nice walleye and some perch as well. And then Enemy Swim, fishing pressure remains slow. The anglers that are trying it are having little luck catching a few crappie and bluegill. So that's what I got for Day County. Looks like just Waw Bay, Bitter, and Enemy Swim there. So.
All right. Very good. Well, we've got quite the list in front of us here of different things going on around the state and some local announcements, so we'll work our way through those. First thing wanted to start off with is mountain lion season is started out in the Black Hills. So for those that have a license, that season has started, and we are moving our way up the quota already. We are at 14 lions total. 8 of those are female. This year, the set quotas are 60 total lions and or 40 females. So whichever one we get to first, whether we get to 60 total or 40 females, then that quota will be met and that season will be over. Other than that, we'll go all the way to the end of the season if that amount of lions has not been harvested. Last couple years, Adam, I don't believe we've met that quota.
No, I don't think we have. No. And that season runs through the end of March, so there's quite a bit of time yet. But I do think they got a little bit of snow this past week and weekend out there in the hills, so I would assume that number is probably going to go up a little bit, because it seems like our lion hunters come out a little bit more once we get a little bit of snow and they got a fresh track to work. So.
Yeah, that's very evident. If you've got fresh snow and you can cut a fresh set of tracks, there's obviously a better chance of getting a lion than if you go out there without any snow on the ground or you cut tracks, but you can't tell whether they're fresh or not. And so fresh snow, it definitely makes a big difference out there. And like we talked about, we're early in the season. We've already got some lions on the ground, so evident that we've had a little snow, and lion hunters are taking advantage of that. Waterfowl finalizations, Adam, you've got those sitting in front of you. So this will be for the 2018 waterfowl season. The dates are set, and sounds like maybe a couple new limits.
Yeah, they did. The commission finalized the duck hunting season for the 2018 hunting season, so this upcoming season. For the most part, things didn't really change a lot around here. The Low Plains North and Low Plains Middle Zone, which is essentially what we're part of here in eastern South Dakota, be September 29th through December 11th of 2018 will be your season dates. The only change I saw to the limits is they did increase the daily bag limit of pintails from one pintail to two. So otherwise, everything else looks like it's going to stay the same. The biggest change, it looks like, is going to be with our Canada goose seasons. The commission did change the early fall goose season. So this past year we had our limit of 15. They've changed it for the 2018 season to reduce the daily limit of Canada geese from 15 geese down to 8 in 2018 with a possession limit of 24. So that would be your early season, which would run from September 1st through September 30th. Your limit will be 8 rather than 15. Otherwise, then we just roll into our normal Canada goose season, which will run from October 1st until December 16th. So,
very good. I think there will be a lot of waterfowl hunters that are pleased with that Canada goose limit the first month of September. I've heard that comment for the last few years, and actually I think a couple years ago we still had the August management season, and there was people talking then that they'd like to see maybe a lesser limit, maybe not seeing or harvesting quite as many birds, and that may or may not be the case as if there's more or less birds on the landscape. But the one thing is for sure is we're handling goose damage differently now than we did 5-10 years ago, and it's costing us a whole lot less. So we don't need to harvest nearly as many geese now as we did 5 or 10 years ago. Another part of that is a little bit lower water, so we don't have nearly as many sloughs, and the geese are kind of concentrating, don't have nearly as many complaints as we've had but in the past when it comes to goose depredation. Lowers our cost a little bit, so that correlates directly with the fact that we don't need to have such a high bird limit, and I think the hunters are going to be pleased with the fact that that limit is down a little bit from what it was last year, and then on top of that, no August management season again, so should see some people pretty pleased with that as far as changes go for the 2018 fall hunting season. And then another thing that was kind of shocking last year when the pintail numbers came out and we saw that was only one, I know that would kind of raise a hair with a handful of hunters too, so people will be pleased that also went back to the old limit of two pintails a day, so that'll be a little bit nicer there too.
Yep.
And the last thing, I guess I've got a couple things left on my list. You've got a couple application deadlines that are coming up here in the next month or so?
Yeah, we've got all the spring turkey seasons, so that'd be basically all your turkey seasons around here, and I believe out in the hills are Custer as well. February 16th is the first deadline for those applications for all spring turkey seasons, so jump online. Make sure you apply for those, and also the Lake Francis Case paddlefish snagging application is due by February 16th as well. So just jump online and take care of those, and you got about a month yet, so it'll be all right. But February 16th, just keep in mind, they kind of sneak up on you real quick, and it's easy to forget about, so.
And the last thing on my list, just came across my email a couple days ago, was food plot signups. If anybody out there has not had a contract in the past for food plots, Game Fish and Parks does offer $20 an acre which certainly is not going to get you rich, but the nice part of the contract is you're eligible for free seed. So you could get seed from Game Fish and Parks to put in food plots for next fall if that's something you're interested in. We do offer corn, Milo, and then we have a new grass mix that we're putting out there, brood mix we're calling it. You could put any of those three things in as a food plot, and Game Fish and Parks will pay for that seed, and then in addition to that give you $20 an acre to leave that in throughout the winter months. Here in Coddington County we have over 60 contracts, so it's quite a little bit of participation around the county when it comes to our food plot program. So that's really good. And if there's anybody else out there that's interested in that program, they can give us a call at the Watertown office or any of their local conservation officers, depending on which county they're in, and we will get you set up with that.
Yeah, and that food plot program is a pretty good program. In addition to the $20 an acre, if you've actually got your land signed up in walk-in area and you put a food plot out there, it's actually $40 an acre. So, you know, you get a little bit more money there. You're not going to get rich out of the program, but, you know, obviously you're helping wildlife out there and you get free seed out of the deal too. So, I've got probably 30 to 40 cooperators in Dual County, and those food plots range anywhere from 1 acre, you know, up to 20 acres, essentially. And so, you know, even if you just have something small and you don't think a whole lot of it, you know, you could still get free seed from us and sign that contract up and get $20 out of the deal. So
definitely. Anything else on your list before we wrap up here?
Can't really think of a whole lot.
All right. Well, we thank Adam for coming over from Clear Lake today. Hope everybody has a nice weekend. Hope that weather stays warm for us, and we will see you back here next week.